And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Other September 11th, film screening and discussion about the lasting impacts of the U.S.-funded military coup in Chile on September 11th, 1973. The event will take place on Friday, September 11th at 7 p.m. at the Fifth Avenue Cinema in Portland. This film screening will include two 30-minute documentaries that focus on Mapuche land reclamation and language revitalization, as well as a discussion with the filmmaker about the specific laws that have been used to target the indigenous Mapuche people since the dictatorship began in 1973. Again, that's the Other September 11th on Friday, September 11th at 7 p.m. at Fifth Avenue Cinema, 510 Southwest Hall Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on our membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell acknowledged that Republican lawmakers lack the votes to override a presidential veto of any bill to defund Planned Parenthood.
A newly passed law in Iran allows judges to exercise discretion in sentencing.
And a Saudi Arabian diplomat has been arrested in Gurgaon, India, on charges of rape and kidnapping.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, September 9th, 2015. KBOO is currently in our membership drive, and we'd like to urge you to become a member right now by calling 877-500-5266. I'm Erin J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian
Pritchett. After spending years stalled in process, a bike share program appears finally to be on the road to Portland. City transportation officials announced today that the program will begin next year with a 600-bike fleet. The program, which has been successful in places like Minneapolis and New York, was originally proposed in 2012. Since then, it's been mired in red tape and bad luck. Originally, the city contracted with a local company called Alta and expected to launch in 2013. Alta ultimately couldn't fund the project and buckled under financial pressures. Since then, the city's been casting about for funding and another supplier. Those have now been found. The $2 million system will be funded by a federal grant. The bike share area will extend from Portland Community College in the north to Ross Island Bridge in the south, encompassing both downtown and the near interior east side of the river. Rides will likely cost about $2.50 for every 30 minutes.
According to a new report from the Portland City Club, the City Council should ask voters to approve a gas tax to help repair rundown roads. The report further stated that the tax should be presented before the 2016 election. However, such a tax would not be enough to pay for the city's growing maintenance backlog. The City Club stated that city officials should also consider an array of new taxes or fees.
The Portland Committee for Human Rights in the Philippines has issued a statement condemning the torture and extrajudicial killings of indigenous Lumad tribal leaders and educators. The indigenous leaders were allegedly attacked by the Philippine military forces at the Alternative Learning Center for Agricultural and Livelihood Development. The local committee consists of immigrant youth, students, and allies working together in solidarity to advance in the national democratic movement in the Philippines. For more, KBOO's Jekka Soderberg spoke with one of the members of the local committee.
I wonder if you could start by telling us a little bit about what happened to the Lumad leaders in Surigao del Sur in the Philippines.
Yeah, so just a little bit of context.
in Surigao, Del Sur, and all over Mindanao. There have been increasing number of operations being done by the military. And so specifically what was happening was basically Mumads, or indigenous people in Mindanao, were getting tagged as rebels. And so that gave the armed forces of the Philippines the go-ahead to be on their lands as well as their schools and harass. And on September 1st, the three key leaders of Sitio, Han Ayan of Surigao del Sur, were killed at 4 a.m. in the morning. One was a director of Alternative Indigenous People's School, and then two were members of an organization called MAPASU, which is a local community organization in Surigao del Sur. And when those operations happened, 2,000 people left their community because of the attacks that were happening in Sitio Hanayan, Surigao del Sur on September 1st.
I had heard that those activists were actually shot by the military in front of their own families. Was that the case?
Yes. And the two leaders of MAPASU were killed in front of their own families, and they found the director in the school where he was bound, his arms and legs, and he was shot, and also had his throat slit by the armed forces of the Philippines and other paramilitary groups.
This military force in the Philippines is largely U.S. supported. Could you talk a little bit about our role here in the U.S. in maintaining this militarization?
Yes. So the military support coming from the U.S. is largely coming from our own tax dollars. 50 million U.S. tax dollars goes to defense mop-up operations that are done to support the armed forces of the Philippines. And these, lo and behold, go into counterinsurgency programs that are similar to COINTELPRO, in which human rights defenders and folks and activists and civilians are targeted for the human rights work that they're doing. And so it's really important to bring that connection back to the U.S. that our connection to the Philippines is directly from our tax dollars. And while it's this contradiction of trying to fight for human rights, but at the same time, our tax support goes to actually supporting the killings of human rights defenders in other parts of the globe.
Well, thanks so much. Again, I've been speaking with Kenneth Cribillo. He is with the Portland Committee for Human Rights in the Philippines about the recent killings of indigenous leaders in Surigao del Sur in the Philippines, allegedly by the Filipino military with U.S. support. This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO News.
KBOO volunteers have stepped up their game to bring you this locally produced newscast every single evening. So now we are asking you to do the same. Joining us are Jenka and Yujin to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Thanks. We're here in Membership Central. This is where you hear the volunteers in the background taking phone calls, your calls, supporting this station. This is one of the few times a year that we actually interrupt our programming, and we do that just in order to ask for your support. It's real easy to do, and it only takes a couple of minutes. And that makes all of the rest of the year possible. So we want you to give $60, $75. Our basic membership is $40. Low-income membership is $20. If you're someone who's able to give a little more, maybe you could give $1 a day. That's $365 a year. Think about what's doable for you, and then call us up and tell us what you can fit into your budget. 877-500-5266, and support community radio, support this program, support the evening news. 877-500-KBOO.
And the beautiful thing about cable, the transparency again, 48% of the budget goes towards broadcast. That's things like the staff, transmitter, in-station equipment, et cetera. 27% is administrative. That's staff, contracted professional services, office supplies, et cetera. And 25% of fundraising, that's staff, paper, printing, postage. So there's a level of transparency there too. And the brick and mortar, it's here. It's here. We're in this building. We've been in this building now for a few decades, and we have proof, tangible proof, that your dollars are rolled over and over and over again towards a cause that brings about social change. It's a radio station. This, folks, is a radio station. The difference, it's a community radio station, meaning it belongs to the community. 877-500-5266.
It's more than a radio station. You know, this is a media training center. This is where volunteers come in. So many people. You've been listening to Alan Montecelio here on the KBOO Evening News for the last few months. He got all the free training here. Now he is an intern over at Think Out Loud, another show that is founded by KBOO, former KBOO volunteer Emily Harris, and now produced by Julie Sabatier, another former KBOO volunteer. They're, you know, getting their radio career started right here, launched in this
Beth Hyman.
Community launch pad here at in your community. And we do the free trainings, and we provide this with your support. That's the only way that it's possible. If you're able to maybe give $5 a month, give $10 a month, maybe you can't come down yourself, but you can support the many people in your community that are coming together to make community radio. 877-500-5266. You hear these investigations, you hear these exclusive stories that are about your community, that are about what's going on in the world, empowering you to make a difference in the place where you live. That's what the KBOO News is all about. That's what KBOO Community Radio is about. And that's what you're about. And that's why
right.
You are picking up your phone and you are calling that number right now. Please do it. 877-500-5266. We're going to go back to the evening news. We want you to call. We want to make our goal for this show. 877-500-5266.
Democrat Edward Ted Wheeler has announced that he will be challenging incumbent Portland Mayor Charlie Hales next fall. Wheeler is currently the Oregon State Treasurer. Wheeler had been widely expected to run for governor, but says he decided not to challenge new incumbent Kate Brown, who was appointed to the office by John Kitzhaber when he resigned 7 months ago. Wheeler said that he believes Brown is, quote, making progress, while Mayor Hales is not. Wheeler is a lifelong Portlander who worked in finance before entering politics 10 years ago. As state treasurer, he tried and failed to secure a constitutional amendment that would have allowed the state to borrow money to pay for higher education for Oregon residents.
When a story came out last week about Oregon Judge Vance Day, many Oregonians thought that Oregon had its own version of Kim Davis, the Kentucky County Clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses. Davis was jailed overnight last week for refusing to do her job. She said she was opposed to the Supreme Court ruling that granted same-sex marriage rights. Oregon Judge Vance Day quit performing marriages last spring. But many judges in Oregon do not perform marriages for a variety of reasons. Day's actions did not seem to fully explain the investigation that had been launched against him by the state. But now the full extent of the complaint has emerged. It is not about same-sex marriage at all, but about petty corruption. Day, a former head of the Oregon Republican Party, is accused of lying to investigators, circumventing the law, and taking money from veterans groups to sponsor courthouse decorations. Day allegedly allowed a veteran with a felony conviction to handle firearms, which is expressly forbidden in Oregon law. He also allegedly hung a picture of Adolf Hitler in his courtroom, though his motivations for doing so remain unclear. The Democratic-leaning website Blue Oregon speculates that Day's spokesman may have been raising the marriage issue to get conservative donors to pay for Day's legal defense fund for the unrelated corruption charges.
It is 5:12, time for daily commentary from Jim Hightower.
For today's report, I have a whole bunch of statistics for you. Wait, don't run away. Where are you going? Come back here and sit still while I drill these stats into your head. I realize that numbers can numb the brain, but this is a good story, and I promise that these statistics are easy to absorb. In fact, the number 400 pretty much sums it up. It's a story of political intrigue and corruption involving some of America's wealthiest families and corporations. Start with the Billionaire 400, a clique of the elite organized by the conniving Koch brothers. These ultra-rich right-wingers gather each winter in some warm weather resort for a secretive, invitation-only retreat. There, they plot strategies and pledge money for electing politicos who will support their vision of corporate rule in America. For the 2016 elections, they've already committed nearly $1 billion to impose their vision of plutocracy over our democratic ideals, double the combined amount that the Republican and Democratic parties will spend. Then, there are the secretive super PACs that are sacking up tens of millions of dollars to back various presidential candidates. Again, a mere 400 corporations and rich families, each writing checks for hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars, have put up nearly half of all the money in these electioneering committees. But now, here comes the antidote to this corruption of our politics by fat cats. Instead of being financed by 400 special interests, Bernie Sanders' campaign has raised its $15 million from 400,000 ordinary Americans. In fact, the average donation to Bernie is a heartwarming, soul-saving $31.30. This is Jim Hightower saying, you can't buy a president for 30 bucks, but you can help elect one who is not owned by big money. And isn't that the way it ought to be?
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
The federal funding for Planned Parenthood appears to be safe for now. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell acknowledged that Republican lawmakers lack the votes to override a presidential veto of any bill to defund the agency. McConnell's statement, made on Kentucky television, drew the ire of the Republican Party's right wing, including Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, whose office has often called for McConnell to be more confrontational with the Obama administration. Cruz is currently mounting a long-shot run for the presidency. Planned Parenthood is a nonprofit organization that provides contraception, cancer screenings, and other sexual health services. Republicans have long objected to the organization because a fraction of its budget goes to providing abortions. At a hearing today of the House Judiciary Committee, Democrats Steve Cohen and John Conyers took issue with what they called an unprecedented attack on Planned Parenthood.
We should be going forward and not backwards in this country. And to a lot of people who say we want to take back our country, what they say is they want the country of Dwight Eisenhower, a fine man who operated at a time before civil rights, before women's rights, before gay rights, before people had opportunities independent of physical characteristics or sexual orientation. America has moved forward, and it's not going to go backwards. It's a new America, and you're not going to get that America back. I loved Ricky Nelson and Ozzie, but their history, it's gone. It's a new America. And this hearing is about eliminating and overruling Roe v. Wade. I say fund Planned Parenthood. It doesn't deliver abortions with federal funds. This hearing is about abortion, and I support Roe v. Wade. And I yield back the balance of my time.
To the members of the Judiciary Committee and our friends that are here in the hearing room, as this one-sided hearing title suggests, and by the way, I have a file on these unusual titles that come up from time to time. We will likely hear a series of allegations leveled against Planned Parenthood, one of the most popular organizations for almost 100 years, that it engaged in unlawful conduct based solely on a series of deceptively edited undercover videos. Notably, the Center for Medical Progress, the entity that filmed these videos and which could answer significant and troubling questions about their accuracy and veracity, is not here today. In addition, the majority chose not to invite Planned Parenthood, the target of today's attacks. As we hear from our witnesses, we should keep in mind the following points. To begin with, there is no credible evidence that Planned Parenthood violated the law.
That was testimony by Representative John Conyers and before him Representative Steve Cohen from Tennessee. They were speaking at today's hearing on Planned Parenthood at the House Judiciary Committee in Washington.
You are listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. We'd like to remind you that you can call to renew your KBOO membership or become a new member at any time during this program by calling 877-500-5266. Stay tuned for Right to Survive Radio at 6 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, it's Hard Knock Radio, news and views from a hip-hop perspective. Tomorrow's weather should be sunny with a high of 87, moving to clear skies and 58 at night. Today in history, 50 years ago today, on September 9th, 1965, Filipino-American grape workers began a strike for better pay and conditions in the fields of California. The Filipino workers asked Cesar Chavez, who led a mostly Latino farm workers union by the name of the National Farm Workers Association, to join their strike. The strike eventually grew into a nationwide boycott of grapes and of Gallo wine. But the farm workers union movement, which once made California farm workers the highest paid in the United States, has withered since then, and their wages have fallen over the past 35 years. Our quote of the day is from Douglas Adams, the author, not the statesman, who said, "A common mistake that people make when trying to design something completely foolproof is to underestimate the ingenuity of complete fools."
Meanwhile, Larry made up names for the ladies, like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair.
You are listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers work hard every day to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news, so now it's your turn. Joining us once again are Jenka and Yujin to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Thanks, Aaron. We are here live in the studio in KBOO Community Radio. This is when we go unscripted a few times a year and we try and bring you in to this community. If you are not yet a part, or if you maybe have let your membership lapse, now is your time to come back into the fold and give your $5, $10 a month to be a part of this community. The number to call is 877-500-5266. We do want to reach our goal for the evening news. We want you to support right now. You know, right now, we talked about media consolidation a little earlier, but even in Portland, which is somewhat progressive, you've got five companies, Entercom, CBS, Clear Channel, Salem Communications, and Bustos Media, that own the majority of the media in this town. That's what makes KBOO so important. We keep this kind of independent news coming to you. You got print media reporters losing their jobs at a really rapid pace, and you've turned to KBOO News to bring you the only original reporting, virtually the only original reporting about the issues going on right here in your community. We bring you investigations, exclusive stories about your community. Just looking at some of the most recent headlines, taxpayers will pay KBR $30 million in legal fees after lawsuit from poisoned veterans. Those were here in Oregon that filed that lawsuit against KBR, the Shell No protest. I myself went out in a kayak. I know a number of other KBOO volunteers were out there reporting live from the scene when the kayak activists were out in the river there, and the Greenpeace folks were dangling from the bridge to try and stop that icebreaker back at the back last month, just a few weeks ago here in Portland. So those stories, so many stories that were brought out on the KBOO News, and we know that is something you value and that you support. Can you support at $10 a month? Can you do it? Can you support at $20 a month? Think about what your budget is, whether you can fit that in. Even if you have, you know, a fixed income, maybe you could do $5 a month. So think about what you can do and then call and sign up. 877-500-KBOO. We've got volunteers standing by, sitting right behind us, waiting for your call. 877-500-5266. Support the evening news. I'm Jenka, and here with Yujin tonight.
What did she just say? She just said that KBOO is the conscience of the community. 877-500-5266. I've personally been affiliated with this station for over three decades, and I am very proud to stand here in this radio station and say, support it. 877-500-5266.
You know, it's great to have people of all generations here. We've got the Youth Collective. We've got, you know, this station started before I was born. And I'm here as the news director and working on bringing KBOO's new website online and our new mobile site. So we're moving into that.
Award-winning news director.
And we've got you know, teenagers in here making news. We've got people coming in as interns, people coming in as volunteers, learning about their community, learning about what's going on in current events worldwide. We have college students coming in. We have retirees. We've got a whole mix of people joining together in this effort. And everyone who comes in learns something here at the station, learns a skill, learns something to connect them to their community. And it's really wonderful. Come on down and be a part of it. 20 Southeast 8th, or if you can just do the monthly deduction, that helps us reach our goal. We're trying to reach a goal for the evening news. You know, you support the evening news and the type of programs that we put together, the type of stories that we expose. You know, think about ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, and our investigative report. A six-month-long investigative report that our reporters put together, and that was about the Oregon legislature and the model legislation that corporate entities were writing and submitting directly to the Oregon State Legislature. You know, the Right to Dream 2, a houseless rest area. There's a show coming up at 6 o'clock. Yes. The Right to Dream 2 has a show here on KBOO produced by and about the houseless community in Portland. Where else on the radio dial are you going to hear that perspective? You might hear stories about the houseless community. You might hear some sound bites, some business owner complaining, but you don't hear from the voices of the people living on the streets themselves. You hear it here at KBOO. You hear the Homelessness Marathon. We do that every year. It's incredible to hear many people just struggling and coming up with ways to address it. It's not just about the struggle, but it's also about the empowerment here at KBOO. So empower yourself right now and give online, if you can, kboo.fm, or call us up, 877-500-KBOO. Maybe you're a tweeter, maybe you're tweeting right now. You can hashtag support KBOO. Help us out that way. Retweet what we post on KBOO Radio. Look for us on Twitter, at KBOO, on Facebook, KBOO Radio, and share whatever you see there and help us spread the word about KBOO to those who have not heard about it. If you have heard about it, if you are a listener, if you're someone who listens regularly, or maybe you listen once or twice a month, or maybe you listen every day, then take the time now to become a member of this station. It's so important that you're contributing member, that you're doing your part, your civic responsibility here in community radio. 877-500-KBOO. And I think we're going to go back to the news. We've got a couple more phone lines open. We want those phone lines to be filled up. We want people to be on those lines talking with our volunteers.
A word just popped into my head. Hydrated. KBOO keeps its staff, keeps its volunteers, and its listeners hydrated. You can remain hydrated too. 877-500-5266. Let's hydrate.
If information were water, we would all be full. We've got a lot of info, and we're sharing it with you every single day. We just dig deep into all of the headlines and pull out the most essential ones for the empowerment of our community and bring those to you. Again, 877-500-5266. We've got three studios going. We're looking back and forth.
It's beautiful. Operation.
Come on down and check us out. 20 it's Southeast beautiful. 8th. You can see all the people involved in this and all the volunteers putting this together. You can meet Aaron and Brian, our news anchors. And we're going to go back to them for some more news. But keep those phones ringing. 877-500-KBOO.
The National Geographic's iconic flagship magazine. The National Geographic's iconic flagship magazine has been bought by Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox. National Geographic Magazine will become part of National Geographic Partners, a partnership between 21st Century Fox and National Geographic that began in 1997 with the launch of the National Geographic Channel. The nonprofit National Geographic Foundation will retain the National Geographic Museum in Washington, D.C., and plans to double its investment in science, research, and education programs. Future plans include the creation of learning centers focusing on improving student skills in geography, journalism, and photography.
And now we hear the latest in worker-related news from our friends at laborradio.org.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham.
Washington State's Supreme Court says charter schools there violate the state constitution. The ruling overturns the 2012 law narrowly approved by voters allowing publicly funded, privately operated schools. In its ruling, the court said Washington State's constitution requires the legislature provide a general and uniform system of public schools. It also says the entire revenue derived from the common school fund and the state tax shall be exclusively applied to the support of the common schools. The ruling specifically says that in Washington State, charter schools are not legally considered to be common schools. The American Federation of Government Employees, AFGE, says the Department of Defense is cutting its headquarters budget by 25% across the board. That's in addition to sequestration cuts mandated by Congress. It will mean job losses, but it isn't clear how many jobs. AFGE Assistant Legislative Director John Threlkeld.
Arbitrary cuts in the Department of Defense workforce don't make sense. We should look at the functions that are performed by the department, determine the extent to which they should no longer be performed or no longer be performed to the same extent, and then make cuts.
The National Labor Relations Board is charging General Electric with illegal anti-union actions. The Labor Board says GE is unlawfully moving union work from UE Local 618 in Erie, Pennsylvania to a non-union Fort Worth, Texas plant and is illegally discriminating against union workers. GE is claiming that the Texas plant isn't a GE facility, but the NLRB isn't buying that dodge. It says GE and GE Manufacturing Solutions are one and the same, so both plants are operated by a single employer under the National Labor Relations Act. UE's Gene Elk is secretary of the UE-GE Conference Board.
This is a good thing for GE workers because it pushes back against a huge corporation that likes to split and divide its workers into different grades and classes and wage tiers. And this is a move that says a GE employee is a GE employee, and they all have to be treated in a similar manner.
If the United Auto Workers are forced to strike one of the Detroit Three automakers to win a fair contract for its members, the Teamsters say they've got the UAW's back. Teamsters President Jim Hoffa, in Labor Day remarks in Detroit, said Teamsters will honor UAW picket lines and will not haul any cars. UAW President Dennis Williams says he and Hoffa are great friends and the two unions stick together. There are 6,000 Teamsters car haulers.
Workers Independent News is brought to you by the American Federation of Teachers and its 1.6 million members working to reclaim the promise of public education, health care, and public services for our students, their families, and our communities. More information online at aft.org.
You've been listening to WIND, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
In an effort to avoid the, quote, irreversible physical and psychological impact on convicts and their families, unquote, a judge in Iran has started giving convicted defendants the homework assignments. A newly passed law in Iran allows judges to exercise discretion in sentencing. One judge from the northeast part of the country, Qasem Nazdika, has begun using his discretion by handing out reading assignments in place of jail sentences. Offenders are given a pre-approved list of books to read and must pick five of them, which they then read and submit a report to the judge. The offenders must pay for the books, and once the books have been read and reported upon, they are donated to prison libraries.
And now the latest news and developments from the occupied territories in Palestine from the International Middle East Media Center in Bethlehem.
Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Wednesday, September 9th, 2015. Palestinian civilian critically injured by an Israeli bomb in Gaza, and in the West Bank, settlers' attacks leave injured civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip have reported on Wednesday at dawn that a young Palestinian man was admitted to the Shifa Medical Center west of Gaza City after an Israeli unexploded ordnance detonated near him, causing life-threatening wounds. The sources said that the young man suffered wounds to most parts of his body and is currently at the intensive care room in a very serious condition. Dozens of Palestinians have been killed and injured by Israeli unexploded ordnance in different parts of the Gaza Strip, especially after Israel's massive aggression and onslaught on the coastal region in the summer of 2014. Elsewhere, a group of Israeli extremists living in illegal Israeli colonies in the northern West Bank district of Nablus burned on Wednesday at dawn Palestinian olive orchards and farmlands belonging to residents of Burin village south of Nablus. Local sources said that the burned orchards are close to the Yitzhar illegal Israeli colony built on privately owned Palestinian lands. Palestinian villagers rushed to their lands to extinguish the fire. Meanwhile, Israeli soldiers arrived at scene and were seen talking to the fanatics who burned the orchards but did not apprehend any of them. On Tuesday night, three residents were injured after Israeli extremists hurled stones on their car while driving back home in Jenin, coming from the nearby Nablus city. On Wednesday morning, Israeli soldiers threw tear gas grenades on the Kharbatha Boys School near Ramallah in central West Bank, causing tens of suffocation cases among students. Early on Wednesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers kidnapped 9 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank during military invasions targeting various Palestinian communities and uprooted agricultural lands near Hebron. Also on Wednesday at dawn, soldiers kidnapped 3 young Palestinian men after breaking into their homes in a Tur village in occupied East Jerusalem. The 3 are former political prisoners, local Palestinian sources reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, September 9th, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.
Once again, it is time for you to show your support for the work our volunteers put in to bring you this newscast, rain or shine, every weekday throughout the year. Once again, we're joined by Jenka and Eugene to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Thanks, Brian. We are still working on that goal. We've got $250 to raise in the next 24 minutes, and we need your support to do it. Maybe you could do $20 a month and get that hoodie, the KBOO hoodie. Ooh, wear that hoodie around town, and that makes you a sustaining member. People see that hoodie, they know that you're a sustaining member of community radio. The newscast here, it's a non-commercial newscast. We do this 24/7. We produce here at KBOO, whether it's music, news, public affairs, we are here for you. This is your chance to support this newscast. You know, think about, maybe you could give a $500 gift. It's less than $10 a week. So think about it, $10 a week for hard-hitting, factual, accurate, independent news. You know, just give that $10 a week for the news alone that you get here at KBOO, let alone the public affairs, the music, the theater, the poetry, all of the amazing programming that you get. But subscribe to the KBOO newscast. Say, yes, I support my community news team that's out there getting, pulling these stories, putting them together for me, packaging them up in a way that makes sense, and making it possible and easy for me to know what's going on in my community. 877-500-5266. Whether you could do $10 a week, $10 a month, or, you know, we've got a youth membership for $10 a year if you're under 18, and if you are low income, $20 a year is the membership, $40 basic membership. If you could do more, $10 a month, we could give you a thank you gift, a t-shirt. If $20 a month, we could give you a KBOO hoodie. 877-500-5266.
Jenka, here's a question for our listeners. 877-500-5266. You want to know what America looks like? Come to KBOO, 20 Southeast 8th in Portland, 97214. 877-500-5266.
A Saudi Arabian diplomat has been arrested in Gurgaon, India, on charges of rape and kidnapping. 2 Nepali women were taken from the diplomat's residence in Gurgaon, a city just outside New Delhi in north central India. The women claim they were first abused when they were working as maids in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, and were then transported to the residence, which is reportedly rented by the Saudi embassy in New Delhi. The Saudi diplomat has claimed diplomatic immunity but has been booked on the charges. The two women, a 44-year-old mother and her daughter, also claim that the diplomat took them to various places within India, offering them to other Saudi men who then sexually abused them.
A little Janice, she wakes up from a dream. A gun like a jawbone down the waistband of her jeans. Oh yeah, well, Mr. Sandman, he could recite today's lesson.
You're listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Joseph Jordan and Jimmy Tardy. Our producer is Galen Sanford. You can find more national and international stories at their website, fsrn.org. Our engineer is also Galen Sanford tonight. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderberg. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Aaron J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, it's day two of our fall membership drive, featuring Democracy Now! At 7 with Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, we'll have Dave Maza guest hosting Voices from the Edge, and his guests are investigative reporter Greg Palast and cartoonist and comics journalist Ted Rall. They'll talk about their latest work and Ted's new graphic biography, Snowden. At 9, it's Press Watch, news you're not supposed to know with Teresa Mitchell. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on Between the Covers, local author Patsy Kohlberg talks about her new novel, Girl in the River, a portrait of the intimate lives of women during one of the most corrupt periods in Portland history. And at 11:30, hear Words and Pictures, conversations with pioneering animators and comic artists.
It is just about 5:41, which means it is time for News from the VOO, our weekly roundup of events here at the station that involve our staff, our volunteers, and you, the greater listening community. Ordinarily, we have Mike or Monica with us. Tonight, we have Erin Yankee joining us, and she's going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. Our phone lines will be open. If you'd like to call in with a question or a comment, the number to call is 503-231-8187. That is 503-231-8187. So, of course, we should start with the most pertinent topic of all, and that is Pledge Drive.
Dun, da, da, da.
What are our goals? How are we doing? And how long do we think it's going to last?
Well, the membership drive is going well. Today is our first day. We got to start by cutting off the last day of the drive. Thank you, members, for stepping up and just throwing us enough money so that we know we can cut off an extra day. It's super appreciated, and it's just nice to like start off just really strong like that. And then I know we you mentioned some of the specials with Greg Palast and Ted Rall on tomorrow morning. Next on Right to Survive Radio, they're doing a profile on the Denver houseless community, since Ibrahim, at least I know, went to Denver to do some advising, and they did field recording there. So this is how we're going to hear about what's going on in other parts of the country. And then, you know, tomorrow night on Guess Who's Coming to Radio, Jamila's going to do an artist profile on Chic. Then we'll get a little, you know, so we mix in the fun, the playfulness, our cultural history, as well as our politics. Friday also, there will be a talk with Bruce Schneier, an interview with him by Rabia about the NSA, Edward Snowden, and your online privacy. Then over the weekend, we'll have an All Things Hank Considered, an All Hank Williams request show. That's on Swinging Country from 6 to 9 in the morning. We'll also have live music, I believe that day, sometime next week, with Jonathan Bird, Jordy Lane, and the Human Ottoman. We'll also have interviews next week with William Volman and Marge Piercy. Super cool. And then our News and Public Affairs, which is a week from Friday on the 18th of September. Our theme that day is In Our Lifetimes, Working to End White Supremacy and Racial Oppression. And that we'll have a never-before-broadcast talk by the late Manning Marable with How Capitalism Underdeveloped Black America. We'll have a speech by Cornel West that he gave at the Unitarian Universalist Convention earlier this spring. We have a panel discussion, Building Resistance, community panel on strategies and tactics for resisting police violence. We recorded a release party for Octavia's Brood, Black activists, writers writing science fiction, because all social justice work is kind of science fiction as we're envisioning the worlds we want to live in. And then they wrote these stories and the book is fantastic. And so the audio has a couple writers reading from their stories, including a recording of Mumia Abu-Jamal coming out as a Star Trek geek. It's a fantastic essay, and you know, he's just such a powerful voice, but him talking about it and doing some of your more classic Star Trek phrases, hearing it actually come out of his mouth is amazing.
So we have...
You're so hooked, Ryan.
Oh, I'm going to listen now. Yes, yes, I will. So essentially what we're saying is we have as engaging and informative a lineup of Pledge Drive specials as you could hope for.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And we do this stuff all the time. Like, they're Pledge Drive specials because we know about them so far in advance, we can talk to you about them. But like, really... You know, listeners, that's why you're listening, is that we always are at this quality of work. So we're just calling them Pledge Drive specials because we're putting a lot of similar content together on the same day. But
and don't turn the dial when you hear the pledgers come on, because you're going to miss good content.
Absolutely. So that's just, you know, that's the thing we're all here talking about, supporting as you can do that. But the other thing that supports us with our members is just... you as members voting for our board of directors, and that is also happening this month. Our 2015 annual meeting will be on Sunday, September 27th.